The next patient is Bruce Burkholder, B-U-R-K-H-O-L-D-E-R. Bruce, number one. The patient has a kidney function. Evaluated on February the 27th of 2023. In which the serum creatinine is 2.14 and the estimated GFR is 35 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The albumin is 3.9. Liver function test within normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio was consistent with the 793 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. The patient most likely has some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and coronary artery disease that finally has been stable. The patient was at one time taking Ranexa, and after the last cardiovascular intervention, the patient was switched to isosorbide that the patient has tolerated very well. The patient doesn't have activity of the urinary sediment period during the last visit that was in November 29 of 2022. The patient was started on Kerendia, but apparently the blood pressure systolic went down to the 90s and the patient was feeling weak and decided to stop the medication. The last note says that the samples given were 20 milligrams and it is important that we consider this type of medication given the fact that the patient has cardiovascular disease and proteinuria. Period. Samples of 10 milligrams were given and the patient was instructed to take the medicine every other day and check the blood pressure and let us know. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is 122 over 84. He has maintained a body weight of 192 pounds. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, coronary artery disease status post seven stents. The patient has the three vessel disease, coronary artery bypass graft. He follows with Dr. Bhandari, B like in boy, H A N, D like in Delta, Alpha, Roger, India, Bhandari. Now, at the end is echo. I'm going to spell it again. Beta, Hotel, Alpha, November, Delta, Alpha, Roger, Echo, the cardiologist. Following number, fibromyalgia. Following number, the patient has had episodes of prostatitis that is arrested with Cipro. He sees the Dr. Onishi. If Cipro is given, the recommendation was to take 500 milligrams on a daily basis in order to avoid nephrotoxicity. The following number, Barrett's esophagus, that is treated by Dr. Thacker. And he has a history of pancreatitis, and he takes pancreatic enzymes. There is no change in the physical examination. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes review in the laboratory workup, 20 minutes with the patient, and 5 minutes in the documentation.